We are so glad you're joining us for Table Talk, where we dive a little deeper into Sunday's message. At Northridge, we exist to help people move closer to Christ. We believe that following Jesus is a journey, and we want to help you through that journey any way we can. And now, join two of our pastors for today's Table Talk.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to our second episode of Table Talk. I'm Laura, and this is John, who just spoke this past Sunday on living in the law. John, speaking of the law, what is your favorite law to break?
So, I like to speed. That's one thing. But really, you know, my favorite one to break, it annoys me when people drive in the left lane and they drive slow. Like, PSA, it is against the law to stay in the left lane if you're not passing somebody. And so my favorite law to break is to pass them on the right, which you're also not supposed to do. But if you're going to be hanging out in that left lane, I'm going to be passing you, okay? You don't hang out in that left lane.
So my favorite law to break is to drive in the left lane the whole time.
Oh, no.
So you talked a lot on Sunday, John. There was a lot. It was a really deep message about the law. Was there anything that you didn't get to talk about that you want to share with people today?
Yeah, I think an idea that I didn't really get to fully get across like I wanted to is this idea that, like, I think it was really important, the grace of the law that we talked about. But I think there's also kind of like an aspect that we should be aware of and wary, perhaps, that if you don't accept Jesus, like if you have not made him Lord of your Savior and of your life, like you are under the law. Like what Paul talked about, that even those who don't know the law, like know the law. C.S. Lewis calls it the law of human nature. Like every person has inside of them like this understanding of what I'm doing is right or what I'm doing is wrong. And so they are a law unto themselves. And so if you have not accepted Jesus yet in your life, like, you're under the law. And that's, like, a scary thing to be. And so, like, I really wish I had, like, a chance or a little more time to kind of expound on that. Like, you and I as believers, like, if we were to really understand this idea that my friends, like, I want to experience this freedom from the law that I have, like, that's huge. And I don't want them to have this fear of being under the law that I once was, and they still are. And so I wish I kind of had a chance to expound on that a little bit more, but it's an important piece of this whole law aspect.
You talked about it a little bit. So what would you say to someone who's struggling with following the law, but also feeling that lightness that comes from God's grace?
Yeah, I see this regularly. Like, people all the time, like, come to me and just, like, I'm struggling with this. And the problem is, like, we like checklists, don't we? Like, we like to be able to say, I've done that, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, and I'm good, right? And so, like, the law is kind of like that checklist in our lives. Like, we can see something, and this is how we're supposed to live. And so, in some ways, it becomes like a god to us, and it kind of rules over us. And that was never the place that the law was meant to be. It was supposed to be a guide that, like, comes alongside you and walks alongside you. And I remember once I was counseling a young person, and she was just struggling. Like, we were at a CIY event, and she had this powerful moment. She's like, I want to serve God, but I can't even please my parents. Like, my parents, I just feel like I'm failing them all the time. And if I'm failing my parents, how am I going to please God? And so I just had just, like, some super simple advice for her. I'm like, at some point, you can just do your best, and you have to just not worry about the rest. And the same is true in our lives. Like we've got to do our best. Like that's the best we can do. And it's so hard for us because, like, people are the worst because they don't know us. And so they see us doing what we're doing. They don't know, is that their best? What are they doing? Whereas with God, and, like, here's the grace part. Like, I love that God is God and, like, I'm not God because God knows when I'm doing my best. And also he's got the grace for when I'm not doing my best. And so my simple answer, probably too simple, is just do your best and don't worry about the rest.
That's helpful advice, because I think you said in your message as well, like, that the other side of that is, I'm following these rules and you're not, so I think that I'm doing better than you, and it creates a little bit of judgment on your part, which is also a sin.
Mm-hmm.
The other practical advice you gave was about shifting your language from I have to I get to. What are some other practical ways that we can kind of shift our attitude toward that?
I think just sometimes simply awareness. Like, just oh, look at, I'm listening to myself speak and the language I'm using is not the law of grace. So why do I say I have to do this all the time or I have to do that all the time? And
I can't do this because I'm a Christian.
Right. And so I think sometimes it's a habit that you develop. Like you catch yourself, like, I have to. No, I get to. C.S. Lewis said, if you haven't noticed, C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors, but he said that there's, in the Christian's life, a necessary hypocrisy. That early on in our belief system, we understand what we're supposed to do, but we don't quite get it yet, and so we're just trying to do it right, and we're failing a lot, but we're just doing it anyway. And when we talked about this in my community group yesterday, actually, where a lot of the people in my group serve now, and they love serving, but when they started, they were like, they're always talking about serving, I guess I have to serve, and using this language of love, of law, I'm like, I have to do this. And when they got in there, after a while, they learned, I love this. Like, I love serving. Like, this is a joy for me. I get to do this. And so for some of us, there's this necessary hypocrisy where we see the law and it gives us guidance. And so we're like, well, I guess I'll try it. And then we learn that, hey, this really is for my good. And man, I really do love this. And so try shifting your language. You know, try sometimes the necessary hypocrisy of doing it. But I think you will learn as you shift your language that you're also shifting how you look at life and how you are doing things.
Mm. Well, that's all I have for you today, John. I hope that everybody is living a little bit lighter this week and that they can also just take some of that practical advice about shifting your language, shifting your perspective. I get to do these things, and we are so blessed to follow a God who loves us enough to not force us to live strictly by this law.
Cheers to that.
Thanks for joining us for Table Talk. You can keep up with what's happening at Northridge on your mobile device through our Northridge Christian app. If you want to continue to dive deeper with us in this content, please like, subscribe, and share this show.